Hello? Hello. Are you the woman from the village of Biala?
Yes, Rivka from Biala.
I am Yaakov from Kelno.
We saw the smoke rising from Kelno.
We saw the smoke rising from Biala, like horrible incense.
Horrible.
This is my brother-in-law, Yosef.
Yosef?
Yes.
And your family?
My father, to the east.
By God's grace, my family is with me. My wife Eva is below with our children. She sent me to find the woman from the village of Biala.
She's always sending him. And like Jonah, he never wants to go.
And like Jonah, she has threatened to feed me to the first whale she sees.
A kosher dinner for Mr. Whale.
She wished me to ask you if you would join us to bless the Sabbath candles.
You can say the blessing, but they won't let us light the candles.
They have forbidden it.
Yaakov from Kelno, tell your wife we will light the candles.
Rivka from Biala, you have saved me from the whale for another day.
It's a seabird. I carved it while we were waiting for the boat.
A seabird?
Yes. For you.
Yosef!
Mary Contrary. Believe it or not, I've discovered food worse than what Ma used to cook. Fortunately, I've been too seasick to eat it. They pour the leftovers off the ship's side. I'm sure we're leaving a trail of belly-up fish across the Atlantic. 2 days out, a storm blew up, and by its end, I was praying the ship would go down and end it all. Today, all is blue mist and water, and I wish we could sail forever. I stood at the ship's rail with a woman from some far corner. We couldn't speak, but it brought to mind what Father Russell always said about the fine conversation a smile makes. I've been sleeping in a lifeboat to get up out of the dark hold. I'll be the first saved if the boat goes down. Which I thought was the case the first evening, but it turned out to be the world's champion female snorer in the cot below me. Imagine 1,000 people or more snoring away in a dark, smelly chamber. Terrifying. But snoring is a language that everyone speaks. I'll take comfort in that from the safety of my lifeboat. Night has fallen, and there are groups of people on deck, some lighting candles and praying. It is all very strange. Perhaps I am on my way to the moon. I miss you more than there are waves on the sea. Claire. Note, today would have been Miko's 30th birthday. Over the top, as he used to say.
My mother had one beautiful thing, a candelabra. One Friday evening, as she was putting the candles in, they came to collect the tax. We had no money. Father was unable to work. So they took the candelabra. It was the only time I ever saw my mother cry. But she went to the back room, took 2 potatoes, cut them out, put the candles in, and lit them. Blessed are you, O Lord, our God, King of the universe, who has brought us together in this darkness to kindle this Sabbath light.
For 2 days. We asked, why are we stopping? And they said, they're loading on supplies. Later on, we found out that they were loading on dead soldiers from the war, the remains of American soldiers. It didn't tell us because we would be afraid.
Thank you. Shadows in the moonlight, the night watch paces. Graceful white horses dance on the water. My dreamer weaves her tapestry of memory, in which she sees the face of her lover.
Have you been dreaming then?
Miko?
What did you see in your dreams, Claire?
Miko?
Something that frightened you.
Is it you?
Your sister Mary put a flower on me grave today. Very touching. Don't be afraid. I'm no more dangerous than any other mixture of memory and moonlight.
I miss you.
You left too soon, Claire. Change is coming to our fair island. It's a shame I didn't live. I'd have been a hero on the free streets of Dublin. Never have to buy a pint for myself again.
You haven't changed.
I have. Do you remember the night I was shot?
Do I remember? You were wearing the sweater I knit for your birthday.
Sorry about that. Do you recall the word I refused to speak until the last black and tan was driven into Dublin Harbor?
I do.
I need you to say it for me. Go on.
Freedom.
Oh, I wanted that to be my last word. But the end came so quickly when it came. At least I didn't ask for a pint of Guinness.
Miko.
Say it again, Claire.
Freedom.
There's a terrifying beauty in that word. You can't imagine until you've died for it.
You took so much with you, Miko. And all you left me was a sweater covered in blood. After all your blather about a free Ireland, all the shouting, up the Republic, the running, the shooting, the hiding. Do you know what they said when they came to the back door? Ireland has a new hero. And they handed me your sweater. Very dramatic, Miko.
Claire.
You are the one who left too soon.
Claire.
Was that worth it, Miko?
What did you see in your dreams, Claire?
Miko?
What did you see?
I dreamed I saw 1,000 boys, 1,000 boys dressed in red. Dressed in red, dressed in red.
Maybe starlight, maybe ghosts, maybe angels, maybe moonlight, maybe starlight.
As I watched, they grew quite pale. 1,000 faces growing pale. I saw their
sir.
hurt, we have fallen. We have fallen in the field. We have served, we have fallen. We have fallen in the field.
Problem. I was sleeping on the upper berth and my brother was sleeping on the lower berth, and in the middle of the night when I had an accident, naturally it went down to him. He ran out yelling, "The boat is sinking! The boat is sinking!"
Of course he is telling you the truth.
Why would I make up a story about something like that?
She says nothing, but I know what she is thinking. A man is not truly married until he understands every word his wife does not say.
What is she thinking?
She is thinking of feeding him to the whale.
What am I supposed to say? Another one of his stories. So what?
It is the truth.
The truth is with God.
The truth is with God. And a little bit with me.
She wouldn't know the truth if it bit her in the nose.
Why would the truth bite me in the nose? He says he almost drowned the boat.
Terrifying.
A storm?
A boat is made to ride on a storm. But this.
What?
He'll tell you.
He'll tell you.
I'll tell you. I'm minding my own business, sitting on this chair. I notice there's a chain, and I wonder why it's there. Above the porcelain seat is a note to explain. In six different languages it says, pull the chain. It says, pull the chain, so what was I to do? I tell myself I better pull the chain.
Wouldn't you?
They went to all the trouble to make this little sign.
In six different languages.
It must be by design. So I pull the little chain and I hear a mighty gush. Who could imagine that the little chair would flush? That water would come pouring from underneath the boat.
With a hole in the floor, how can a boat stay afloat?
I think of all the passengers swimming for their lives. The rich, the poor, the sailors, the husbands and the wives. I have to somehow save them, I need some time to think. I back against the door and put my feet against the sink. Then a person knock, knock, then they knock again. And they knock, and they knock, and they ask to be let in. So I make an awful noise, say I'm feeling sick. I didn't knock again,
so it must have done the trick.
Then I notice that the water isn't gushing like before. No water running out, no water on the floor. Now I'm getting curious, maybe it's a sin. But I tightly close my eyes and I pull the chain again. I must have pulled that chain 20 times in a row. Like magic, every time I see the water come and go. I recommend you try it if you're sad or feeling pain.
Go in the little room and simply pull the chain.
We had good times, we had bad times, we had all kinds of things. Most of us had suffered so much before we even got on the boat, we were immune to everything. And besides, the hope to be in America was so great and so sunny that it colored all the pain we had on that trip.
Rivka, Yakov and I are bakers.
Yes?
We are bakers.
You are bakers.
And they say that there's bread for everyone in America.
That is what they say.
If there is bread for everyone in America, there must also be bakers.
There must also be bakers.
My uncle is a baker in America.
A baker?
Yeah. He will help us get started.
Baking?
Yes. Yes, yes. What I'm trying to say is, Yakov and Eva would like if you were to join us in America.
I am not traveling alone.
Eva has told me that you're with child.
Soon it will not be a secret.
We've heard they're turning away all women who don't have a relative to sign for them.
They would turn away someone who has come so far?
They call the place we'll land the Island of Tears.
Yes.
So, you will pass through with us.
Us?
Yaakov and Eva.
And Yosef the baker?
And Yosef the baker.
Rather large bucket of water, isn't it?
It is.
They say whiskey drowns more men than the sea, but looking at the sea, I'd say that's improbable. What are you looking for out there between wind and water?
America.
Is that where this boat is headed?
Didn't anyone tell you?
I heard rumors.
Tomorrow, they say.
What are you hoping to find in the land of milk and honey?
Milk and honey.
I'll tell you, Les.
Claire.
I'll tell you, Claire. More than milk comes from the cow. And the bee stings if you take its honey.
Have you been stung?
That I have.
You've been to America, then?
That I have. I live in Boston. I've just been home to Derry to bury me da and collect my inheritance. Would you like to see it?
A key?
I have no idea what it opens. Da had a great wit.
I have a brother in America, Patrick.
Patrick? Oh, sure, I've met him.
Have you?
Sorry, didn't mean to expose me terrible self. Would you like a bit of an apple?
Where did you get it?
I pilfered it from the garbage in first class.
Thank you.
When I was young, I believed the streets of America were paved with gold.
You mean to say they aren't?
When I arrived in America, Claire, I found out three things. First, the streets aren't paved with gold. Second, the streets aren't paved. Third, they were expecting me to pave them.
Why would you go back then, having suffered so badly?
There are things greater than gold. America's poured full of those things. I'll leave you to find them.
I will.
And if you're ever in Boston, ask for Tom.
I will.
Somewhere in the night is the shore of America. Maybe with dawn's light I will see America. Can there be America?
At 6 o'clock in the morning, there was a tremendous rumble which grew louder and louder and louder. Word came from the lookout, and everyone rushed to the prow of the ship to see land. The first sign of America.
Can you see it?
Yes, I think so.
Maybe not.
Clouds are lifting.
Right there.
Blue horizon.
We have reached.
Let's say it. If you do, we might not see it.
White birds up above us, can you see them?
Seagulls.
Look there, where is show me?
I can't see a damn thing.
Blue horizon.
Far away yet.
Far away.
Oh Lord, it is, yes, yes. From the water, there's a building. Glorious, glorious.
There's a city rising from the water.
there's a city rising. Glorious!
I've stopped breathing.
Someone pinch me, not so hard. Can you?
Could it say it?
Say it. I think that I can see it. There's a city rising from the water. There's a city rising. See the distance. I could maybe swim from here. You could maybe drown out there. There's a city rising from the water. A city rising from the sea. America, America, America is rising from the sea.
This country, I felt freedom. There were no more of those guns. The longest time I heard machine guns going, going, going. It was a feeling of freedom that was beyond. I couldn't describe it. There was a peace inside of me beginning. Beginning because there was a lot of torment. But with that, there was the beginning of hope.
Are wearing. The amount enclosed is not enough for a boat to America, a trip to the moon, or even a train to Galway. But it is yours to do as you will. Don't tell Cricket or old married Katie. In America, we wash stairs from the top.
His bread is, grinning like he just discovered teeth. He knows where his bread is. It's with you.
Yes, Mother.
And who knows where you are or where you're going?
I'm going to the grocer's.
Yes, you are going to the grocer's. And where have you been?
By the water, watching the boats.
Watching the boats.
Do you think I'll ride on a boat?
Who knows where this map will lead you? Right now, it better lead you to the grocer's. Go. Oh, Samuel, I'll take the price of the bread under your hat out of your bicycle money. Go on. Watching the boats.
the ancient shore we left behind. His native eyes will wonder at the journey. Will he remember what we hope to find? Will he remember what we hope to find? If he stands free and knows not fear or hunger, if he can speak the thoughts dear to his mind, if he can pray and not be ruled by anger, this is the place we all set out to find. The water wide, we cast ourselves.